What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I just learned during the break, we had a very serious first hour. I just learned during the break that our next guest, we have two guests in studio, but our next guest, among all other things, Jimmy Fallon's stunt double. Jeffrey, did you know that Jimmy Fallon had a stunt double? Did you even know this?
I learned that 2 minutes ago.
Literally Jimmy Fallon's
stunt Jimmy
double.
Show, yeah, I did not know that.
Mark Odgers is joining me and Chris Haney as well. They're making a documentary about the Bud Light Daredevils, which is how all this began. So they're in town doing that. But before we get to that, I didn't even know Jimmy had... Welcome, Mark, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
Jimmy Fallon has a stunt double.
Yeah, and that's it. And
so what, what will he do? And what do you do?
What do I do? For Jimmy, I've jumped on atop of a New York City cab going 60 miles an hour, and then just it's going down the street. I've jumped through windows, front flips over stairs and all sorts of stuff.
When you do this... Does Jimmy come out and watch? Does he like this? Thanks for being me and more athletic and putting yourself in harm's way.
Absolutely. Like he'll do his acting, and then when the stunt comes, he'll
step aside,
high five me, and go in, and then I just go in and hopefully just don't break anything or knock any teeth out. That's for sure.
And then in addition to that, it's funny. Ty Cobb, who's the reason you're here. Ty Cobb is a Memphian who was the originator of the Bud Light Daredevils once upon a time. He told me, Mark has been on Letterman 13 times. But it didn't end there. Like, you still do this stuff, right?
Yeah. Still doing it. Stunt world, for sure.
How big or small is the stunt world?
It's a tight-knit group. So in New York City, it's kind of like being in the mafia. Yeah, I would say so.
But as dangerous.
Yeah, just as exactly.
Right,
pretty
right,
much.
Right, but as dangerous.
Same thing. But it's big, but it's small. So everybody knows everybody.
Do you specialize? Do you like? You know what we need? We need someone to jump on a car, or we need someone to fall from a building, you're the fall from the building guy, and someone. Or are you versatile? Does everyone have a five-tool player here?
Some people. Some guys are just high fall guys. Some guys are fire guys. Yeah. Set yourself on fire.
Right.
And jump off a building. But yeah. But a lot of guys are just well-rounded. So we've done, when you show up on set, sometimes you don't know what you're going to do. And then the next thing you know, they're setting you on fire.
Stuntman, the movie,
mm-hmm.
begins with a fall, I think, doesn't it? There's a fall.
On a decelerator. Yeah.
How do you do a fall?
How do I do a fall?
How does one fall safely?
You just go for it. It's pretty much
landing in a trampoline.
Yeah. Once you hear action, you go. Yeah. You land in a mat. You land on the hard ground. It's whatever.
All right.
It's crazy.
We're talking about it is crazy talking to Mark Orndorff. Odgers, I'm sorry, Mark Odgers and Chris Haney. So, but you're here because the Bud Light Daredevils.
Yeah.
Just for people who weren't, I was alive at that time. Mm-hmm. I remember the phenomenon that was the Bud Light Daredevils. Tell me about the Bud Light Daredevils. What were they?
What were they? A bunch of guys with maybe a screw loose or two. But no, they were basically they started off as cheerleaders at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And they got the trampoline out, started doing slam dunks. Bud Light saw them. This is the Cliff Notes. Uh-huh. And then it just became a phenomenon.
What's amazing, and Chris, you got involved in this story because you want to help tell it as a documentary, right?
Yes, sir.
This didn't exist. Like, there was a world before halftime shows, right? There was a world when we didn't have halftime shows, when we didn't have people dunking.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that elements of the story that go back to the origin story, especially with Ty, are all the stories about that troop traveling with Ole Miss around the SEC and doing away games and completely disarming the LSU
you
crowd.
Go into this. I wrote a column about it once. You go in and there would be this fierce hatred between LSU and Ole Miss and everything else. And you got male cheerleaders coming up and what are they going to, and all of a sudden they're mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Right. And that was a part of it.
And it even flows through to the NBA too, where there were stories about, Spurs game where they're a game back and there's two games left in the season and they do a show and they look at the timeout area. And all the players are watching the action on the floor, listening to the coaches.
Right. It was at the time.
It was game-changing.
Yeah. So one of the people who was mesmerized was you, Mark, because you were, when this was happening, and it started in 84, the Bud Light Daredevils?
Yeah, sort of, 1984.
But you watched them on TV. You were growing up in Ohio.
Yeah. I turned on the TV, ESPN, watching ESPN, and this 30-minute special came on about the Bud Light Daredevils, and I was just absolutely mesmerized, like right off the bat. And I was like, what is this? I've got to get in somehow. So I contacted Ty. I called a bunch of Anheuser-Busch.
By the way, there was no email. You couldn't shoot off an email.
No,
to you, so I don't know how you contacted Ty. Yeah, you're right.
So I called Anheuser-Busch. They gave me his number. I called him. I put a tape together. I sent it to him and he goes, oh, this is great. How old are you? I'm like 17. He goes, you got to be 21. But luckily, he brought me in when I was 20. And I went to Turkey and we were the Reebok Daredevils actually. So you didn't have to be Bud Light when we were out of the country. So that was my first show. And I did it with Ty when I was 20. And then from there, I was just on the team.
So how long were you a Daredevil?
I would say about 8 years.
And you did it NBA? Where all
NBA,
did you do
all it? Over the world. All the NBAs, hundreds and hundreds of colleges all over the United States, from the East Coast to the West Coast. Then we'd be in Japan, Australia, Germany, you name it. We were there.
It's funny
to
think now, because it's routine to see dunking troops at an NBA game now.
Mm-hmm.
But you all actually invented it.
Correct.
How did the Letterman
The teams have their own squads.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, the Grizzlies do. Well,
it in-house.
How did the Letterman stuff start?
They just contacted me out of the blue and said they had seen me, and their guy was just like, yeah, come on in. I was supposed to do it once, and then Dave and I got along really well, and so he just kept bringing me back. The writers were like, Dave really likes what you're doing, not just stunt-wise, but just because we could spitball between each other about.
So one of the things you did for David Letterman was jump over interns, is that right?
Yeah. So I think it was like 12 interns, and then we had a basketball hoop installed. So I did a flip dunk over 12 of them and dunked it, basically from the three-point line. So, yeah.
Could you still jump over 12 interns?
Yeah.
You can still?
Oh, absolutely.
How old are you?
Yeah, 54.
You can jump over 12 interns and you're 54?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Let's do it right here. Let's do it here.
If only we had 12 interns or one.
Yeah.
I would be happy to have you jump over a single intern. So all right. This happened, this worldwide phenomenon that was the, and it's interesting that it started right here at Ole Miss and started with Ty Cobb. So how did it then, because you're also a filmmaker in addition to doing these stunts, how did it come to pass that you decided this should be a documentary?
I knew it straight from the beginning. When I was on the team, I had a camera. So we had a camera and I just started shooting. I'm like, this is insane. Like, this is what we're doing. We're traveling, you know, day after day after day. And it was just like, yeah, of course, I'm just going to film this. This is part of my life.
So you have a lot of the original film from your own personal filming.
Behind the scenes, signing autographs, hotels, going to trade calls, which we would go to bars and sign autographs, and then just traveling around the world and just, you know, being with the guys. So lots
were there, were there groupies? Did you have groupies? Bud Light, hey, Daredevil's groupies? What?
Hey, now.
Yeah, a few of us did, for sure. Yeah, right. For sure.
So you knew all along that this should be a documentary. Chris, when did you realize this should be a documentary?
It was in January of this year when Mark and I had another fortuitous conversation about a story.
Uh-huh.
And for me, like listening to Mark talk about it and getting into the layers of the sponsorship element, the bro-ships, you know, all these right. men that became, who they are today. And there's a handful of these people that have gone on to leave incredible lives. So it makes this,
it's about the moment in time, but it's then also about what has happened since.
Yeah.
But think of the
element around being a stunt person that shares with being a Bud Light Daredevil is you do it without thought and you do it without consideration for your pain.
Right.
Right. So Mark, we've learned through this process that his wrists were broken for like a year. And
from the dunking part?
From
dunking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you tape it up and you do it again three times today. Yeah. And the amount of performances, there literally are thousands and thousands of performances.
It feels like there has been a little bit, and I don't know how it intersects with the professional wrestling world, but mm-hmm. that's another profession that is incredibly hard on the body, but they do it again and again and again. And you've actually seen documentaries about what happens to professional wrestlers it can be really take a toll. So you mentioned, Mark, the Bud Light Daredevils and what's happened since. Did a lot go on to be mascots in the NBA? Like what has happened to the Bud Light Daredevils, the individuals who invented this form?
Yeah, well, when Bud Light, you know, stopped their sponsorship because you weren't able to do beer sponsorships on college campuses.
Oh, that was a big, that is what ended it.
Yeah, that's kind of what ended it. It was just like, you can't do anymore. So
so much of the business was beer sponsorships.
Correct.
In college campuses.
Yeah, yeah, and so you couldn't campuses. Do that. So when that happened, it was just automatic. The NBA just basically got us all together.
I see.
Yeah, and everybody went to
a
team. So I was New Jersey Nets mascot.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. And then.
What was the name of the mascot? What was it?
Sly the Fox.
You were Sly the Fox.
Sly the Fox, yeah.
How long were you Sly the Fox?
I did it 1 year. And then the next year, I went to Indianapolis Pacers because one of our guys, Ray Henderson, was the Pacer, but he blew his knee out. So I came in and
next,
did it for.
Next mascot.
Yeah, for 4 months. And then the NBA hired me to do their mascot, which we came up with a mascot called Logo Man. So
you were Logo Man.
I was Logo Man.
How long was Logo Man? Was he short-lived or was he?
It was, I think it lasted for about 3 years.
I see.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And then are there any Bud Light Daredevils still active as mascots?
Yes, Ray Henderson is with the Indianapolis Pacers, and then Jack Dellert is with the Portland Trail Blazers. They've been doing it 28 years in that costume. Yeah.
So what are the lives of the folks who've done this like? I mean, you're doing interviews of these folks, and many are not still jumping a million miles in the air and dunking basketballs and breaking their wrists and doing it again. They moved on to other lives. What are you discovering?
We were just staying with a guy named Eric Gardner. He's a vascular surgeon. And so he's helping. Yeah. So he's one of the biggest vascular surgeons here in Tennessee. So he's saving lives that way. We've got guys that have taken their gymnastics abilities and are teaching Olympic gymnasts, tumbling, trampoline, stuff like that. Yeah. And then a
great character that I've met on this trip is Guy Cobb,
right? Brother of Ty.
The younger brother
that
inspired Ty to go out and compete against each other in the backyard on these trampolines to develop like you know, this whole thing together. We met him out at his property in the country, and he's built a sort of an off-grid camp where he resides. Uh-huh. And he built it. He built his house without any plans, and he used 8-foot and 16-foot wood, so he didn't have to cut anything.
Oh, God.
And he knew it would be straight.
Right,
I'm like,
straight,
just the
right.
thought, the attitudes and the thought processes are just so unique.
Where does one hope that this? You're doing the interviews and doing the work now. Where does one hope that this goes? Like, obviously you want to tell the story,
yeah.
and you're a storyteller, so
yeah.
you'll tell the story. And then, am I going to see it on Hulu someday, or what's gonna?
We hope so. Yeah, we're gonna shop it around to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, ESPN. A lot of these people we've already talked to, and they're just like, we want to see the trailer. We want to see kind of what your vision is.
Right.
And but they're all on board. They're just waiting to see what we come up with.
Was there a moment as a daredevil that sticks out to you more than any other, like a moment or a performance or what injuries have you suffered in life as a daredevil and all of this?
2 broken wrists.
That's
about
it.
Yeah. That's it.
All the falls,
yeah.
all the Fallon jumping on. That's it.
Yeah.
2 broken wrists.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like the,
keep it safe.
You're like the Cal Ripken But anyways, is there a moment in all of this that stands out? And when did you decide? Oh, did you walk away when the Daredevils ended? Is that when?
Yeah,
you...
I did the very last show.
Which was where?
In Miami. Miami Heat was the very last show. So, yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing it. Best of luck with the filming, and thanks for stopping by.
Yeah,
I appreciate
thanks
it.
So much.
Yeah, next time, Jeffrey, make a note. Interns. We need interns.
You got the budget for that?
We need 12. How many interns? How many do you think?
Let's cut 13.
Yeah. How many interns could you jump?
I would say 20.
Yeah. 20 interns. Get Brad
on
that. We'll do that next. We got Fish on Friday coming up next. It is the Jeff Calkins Show. That's Mark Eidinger's and Chris Haney. Look for their film on the Bud Light Daredevils coming up someplace soon. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're hankering for a po' boy, well, why wouldn't you be hankering for a po' boy? I love them. Fishman lived in New Orleans for a while, and but if you want to taste in New Orleans right here in Memphis, go to Ragin' Cajun in Bartlett. They get their bread, Leidenheimer, so it's right there from New Orleans. And I went recently, and it's got a neighborhood feel. It's got a lovely neighborhood feel, got a nice patio. I got there in 7 minutes from East Memphis, started by Mason Jambon, who is from Louisiana, and it's just a place where you want to settle in and eat a po' boy, honestly. Get an andouille sausage po' boy. I like an oyster po' boy, shrimp po' boy, whatever you want to do. Get the crawfish queso, surprisingly delicious, and the best bread pudding I have ever had. That's right, the best bread pudding I have ever had. If you're really feeling crazy, get the Houdat catfish. That's fried catfish topped with crawfish etouffee. It is Ragin' Cajun right there in Bartlett, 2740 Bartlett Road, Cajun901.com. Joined now by Charles Fishman, our man now in Washington, D.C., author of three New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts to ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a three-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. I noticed that Jeffrey is making phone calls right now, so it appears that Fishman got somehow disconnected. We no longer have Charles Fishman, despite that elaborate and generous introduction. Charles is our man in Washington, D.C., and will be joining us shortly. Or now? Now. Charles joins us now. Charles, welcome. How are you?
Well,
that was a big sigh.
You know,
that was a big sigh. There was a big pause. Yeah. What's wrong?
The tree guys have been in the yard, you know, and because of the catastrophic tree the size of the Washington Monument that fell across our yard. And on Saturday, here's how big a job it was. On Saturday, 10 tree cutters from one company arrived at the house at 7:30 and worked till 4 o'clock. 10 guys with chainsaws worked nonstop for 9 hours. Nonstop's probably not quite true, but they worked relentlessly hard. That was Saturday. Today's Tuesday. We're down to 6. We're down to 6. We've 4 more have moved on to more urgent. But they have been here every day at 7 o'clock. Sunday, they worked all day Sunday, all day yesterday. The tree, we had many bold ideas for what to do with the tree, but the tree has just been chunked up. And we have a lot of, if anybody needs a place to grow wheat, corn, tomatoes, we have a lot of open hillside now in our yard. And then plumber came to replace the toilet seat this morning. On the isn't there a famous case, I'm asking you, of a $500 toilet seat at the Pentagon?
Something. Yeah, something like
640,
that.
640. 1986 story, LA Times, breaking news, $640 toilet seat. It's a mystery. We're not going to name any names because I don't have the name. Somebody sat on the toilet seat wrong in the bathroom on the main floor of our house and ripped the toilet seat clean off.
Must have been some dinner. You know, they blew up the bathroom. That's not what they usually mean by that, Charles.
I don't even go. Please stop that.
Well,
please,
you're the one who's bringing this up. Why are we talking about your home?
I'm not grossing people out.
I don't know. We're talking about your home.
I'm about to gross you out if you'll let me get to the point.
Go ahead.
Morning's toilet seat replacement by Thomas E. Clark Plumbing, which has been our plumber for 10 years, $638.
Maybe that's too bad.
The LA Times.
Can we get to the parts of the universe that aren't actually your backyard or your home? Because that's
I
what we bring it here for.
It puts the Pentagon story in really good perspective. We replaced the toilet, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't just the toilet. We're going to return the toilet.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Charles has a tree down and a toilet replaced. And so that ends Fish on Friday Tuesday today.
This morning is an argument for renting.
Okay, let me move on. Let me get into the story that has gripped America, the Coldplay story. Is there anything particularly? This happened, honestly, all of this happened shockingly between when we last had you on and now. We have the CEO at the Coldplay concert, snuggling with the woman who was not his wife. They dive out of. But what's interesting about it is, well, and then, of course, now at ballparks all across America, they're doing Coldplay cam where people are diving out of the screens, because sort of hilarious. Do you have any thoughts on the larger societal significance of this, Charles?
Well, I want to have a thought on the smallest element of this.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what the company that the CEO and the people officer, Andy Byron and Kristen Gavin, what does the company Astronomer do? Do you have any idea?
Data.
Wow.
I thought it was software sales.
I said data, but I don't even know what data means. I just said that word. It's like saying plastics once upon a time.
Actually, that's right. Data. Almost any question could be answered. You got
right, just data. Right, exactly. Any question data. I answer now. Exactly. What's FedEx?
Exactly.
Data company.
Why
right.
did your toilet cost $640?
Data. Right.
No, Astronomer is a company with a strange name. That's a wonderful name. We're going to get to some astronomy here. In the segment.
Today. Yeah, why is it called Astronomer? What does they do? What does Astronomer do?
I don't have any idea why it's called Astronomer. I didn't look that up. What they do is help companies organize their data so that they can take advantage of it for artificial intelligence and machine learning. You can't just install artificial intelligence. It's like saying, I installed a spreadsheet. What happens now? So Astronomer looks at the data that a company has and says, here's what we can do to help you get ready to use AI effectively. So kind of an interesting spot in the data ecosystem. What can we say? You know, first of all, I mean, there's many elements of this that are kind of interesting. We know that the CEO resigned the next day. We have no idea whether the head of HR, the chief people officer, Kristen Cabot, whether she's still employed.
Yeah,
well,
that's an interesting thing. We don't know if she is still there. And we don't know the identity of the third woman who's looking both amused and shocked.
But you say, I could not find that story. You informed me that the third woman is completely fake and she's not related to them. She was just sitting there. So I don't know whether that's true or not. We have two names of people claiming to have shot the video, which is kind of interesting. An 18-year-old boy named Blake Boyer. He took his mother, his grandmother, to the concert because she loves the Coldplay song "Viva La Vida."
Right. Yeah.
And Blake Boyer told the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
You know it. That's beautiful.
Of course.
She literally told her grandson, "I would like to see Coldplay perform that song live before I die." And he said, "Grandma, we're going to the Coldplay concert." That's the kind of grandma you want. And that's the kind of grandma you want to be. And that's the kind of grandson you want to be. He says he shot the video. He's very low key about it. 140 million people, half the country, has watched the video. And then there's a different woman named Grace Springer. And I use the word claim, who claims to have shot the video. She's been interviewed by The Sun, a legendary British tabloid.
Yeah, I saw that interview because, of course, I went down this wormhole. Yeah,
she doesn't seem that credible. I would say the most interesting thing about there's so many interesting things about this. The most interesting thing is the sense of Schadenfreude, right? That great
German word.
Exactly. I mean, everybody in the audience knows that I have 6 years of German. Language skills.
Schadenfreude is taking glee at the downfall of others, right? Isn't that what a Schadenfreude is? Isn't
right.
that word?
At the bad events happening to other people. That is literally what the word means. And this whole thing, I mean, think of the number of concert videos that are shot, the number that are posted on TikTok every day. Why did this?
Here's my question, though. Could it be literally any person in those videos, in this circumstances, and we would have taken the same amount of glee?
No.
Or is it because it's a tech executive and an HR type, and we hate them both? Let's be honest. Like, yeah. we're jealous of tech bros.
It's not just a tech executive. It's a tech bro. He looks like he came out of an HBO series about a software company whose work you can't understand, right? He's tall. He looks like, you know, he looks like he came from a from a fashion ad, from a Vogue ad. And I don't know, except for the world of HR people themselves, I don't know anybody who likes the HR people. And here she is committing exactly the sin, violating
she's the person who makes you sit in your home and watch these stupid videos about whatever else, and then pass a quiz at the end, and
abuse
that's
of power.
The woman who was doing
it. Certify that you've done it, right? And certify that you've done it at the end, exactly. So we don't know anything about those two individuals personally, right? But I think this went insane because of those two, our projections onto those two characters, right? We don't really know what their personalities are like. She may be a great HR person. He may have been a great CEO. He was not one of the founders. He was a hired gun. He was brought in after Astronomer sort of got on its feet, and the interim CEO is one of the co-founders. So that's interesting. For what it's worth, the question that immediately occurred to me as a very happily married man who does not go to that many concerts is, what do you say to your spouse that allows you to go to a major 50,000 attendee concert event one weekday night? I think this happened on a Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, of course, I don't know what's happening in their marriage, right? Who knows, you know?
Right.
Honey, I
have to go to some work events. I'll be home at 2 smelling like beer. See you then.
Or smelling like, what's her name? What is her name?
Smelling like Kristen Cass. Yeah.
Exactly right. So let's move on. Let's move on to the next topic. We had results, and you know earnings are big on this sports talk show. GM and Coke.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, well, these are two different stories. The interesting thing about the GM results that were announced this morning was that GM had a good quarter. They had good, they sold more cars than was expected. They sold a lot more electric cars than they had previously. So that cuts against the electric cars are dead narrative. But they paid $1.1 billion dollars in tariffs. Total profit for the last 3 months, $1.8 billion, would have been $2.9 billion. So there's a corporate tax increase that will be passed on in the price of the cars. $1.1 billion in tariffs for 3 months. That's, you know, that's what is that, $10 million? $10 million a day in tariffs from one company. Just for the record, we always like to establish where people are. GM used to be the behemoth. It used to be the dominant company and the dominant industrial company, both in the country for 30 years, 40 years of the last century. GM is now number 18 in the Fortune 500. They make 2.7 million cars a year. That's 50,000 cars a week. That's a lot of cars, 10,000 cars a day. But they're only number 18. Who's bigger than GM? Costco is bigger than GM. CVS is bigger than GM. So not the behemoth they used to be, but tariffs, we haven't seen the impact of tariffs yet. It's just beginning to trickle in. And a company paying $1.1 billion in taxes that they didn't pay a year ago can't help but have some impact.
Coke results?
Well, there were two things about the Coke news today. The first is Coke's revenue was up 1%. So Coke isn't like Pepsi. Coke doesn't own a fast food chain. They don't own, you know, a whole line of snack foods. It's just Coke and a bunch of other drinks. So revenue up 1% means they're doing fine, but Americans aren't going crazy with, you know, discretionary spending. That's not a recession number. That's not a go-go growth number. That's just one company. But Coke's a consumer company, right? So the second thing is there's been a lot of talk since the president of the United States.
Oh, yeah. He said he was going to do, we were going to now have the Mexican Coke is made with cane sugar. And now American Coke is also going to be made with cane sugar instead of corn syrup, right? At Trump's direction.
He that's what he said at Trump's, right, at Trump's inspiration and insistence last week. Why the president of the United States has decided to weigh in on the recipe of a single consumer product at a single global consumer giant is beyond me. Coke does sell cane sugar Coke. It's just what you said, Mexican Coke. That's the Coke, and people love it when I do this, that's the Coke that my wife, Trish Wilson, drinks.
Right.
We only buy Mexican Coke in this family. Tip for those listening, you can buy Mexican Coke very inexpensively at an unlikely place, Home Depot. They sell a 24-pack of Mexican Coke. Really, really interesting. I don't drink Coke. You know who else doesn't drink Coke?
Trump.
The man who is insisting on a new recipe.
So let me ask you this. Why is Mexican Coke made with real sugar and we get an inferior Coke here in the United States?
I think it's the other way around. I think the question is, why isn't U.S. Coke made with cane sugar?
Yeah.
And the reason is that corn syrup is very abundant and very inexpensive. And Coke and others have always insisted that it's kind of no different. It's a sweetener. If you look at it molecularly, it's the same. It's processed the same. You know, it's not processed the same on your tongue. The Washington Post literally on Saturday did a speed taste test.
Yeah.
Because of Trump's insistence that it was all going to shift. And 5 out of 6 people picked Mexican Coke as the just simply the better tasting. Which of these do you like better? 5 out of 6. Tiny sample, but there you go. Here's what Coke announced today. There will be a new line of drinks using cane sugar.
Really?
They're not converting all of Coke to cane sugar. There isn't enough sugar piled up in America to supply the Coke.
Did they tell us what the new line of Cokes is going to be called?
No, they provided no details.
How about new
they
Coke?
No details at all.
Yeah.
New Coke. Yeah, new Coke. So what's interesting is the president of the United States
Donald Trump is doing all kinds of things that are so far outside the normal
realm. He's renaming the Washington Commanders. He's got a new president at the University of Virginia, and he's changing the recipe.
He's doing the recipe for Coke.
Exactly right.
He doesn't even drink.
And releasing the MLK files.
And people
when they wanted the Epstein files.
People respond.
Yeah.
Right. The MLK. The Epstein, instead of Epstein, they just spelled the name wrong.
They just spelled the name wrong. Exactly right.
By the way, we don't need to talk about the Epstein files very much, but there have been two trials, including Epstein himself and Ghislaine Maxwell, his chief sex trafficking lieutenant and aide-de-camp for decades. What does anybody think is hidden that we don't know based on what came out in convicting those two people and sending them to jail for years and years? So I don't know what anybody imagines is hidden. I guess what they imagine is hidden is the stuff about rich people participating who weren't identified. Blah, blah, blah. But there were trials, and there's been weeks and weeks of evidence produced in court.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself? It's kind of squirrely, isn't it?
I don't know. Here's what I know. I know that the Miami Herald reporter who sort of reinvigorated the story of Jeffrey Epstein, she thinks he was murdered. And
really?
She is not a conspiracy. Julie Brown, she is not a conspiracy theorist. She's the reason Epstein and Maxwell.
Because originally, Epstein had originally had a plea agreement for whatever, agreement from a guy who was the prosecutor at the time. Later became Trump's Secretary of Labor, and basically because of her reporting, they reopened this.
She dove back in. They reopened the cases and then brought them because of her work. Because of her investigative work. And she does not think that he committed suicide.
Wow.
And there's probably nobody outside of a prosecutor's office or a defense attorney's office or Maxwell and Epstein themselves. There's nobody who knows the details of his life and history like Julie Brown. And so what do I know? I have no, it couldn't be weirder.
All right. Do you want to talk now about black holes? Men marrying younger women or Harry Potter?
We got to do the black holes, man. The black holes.
that would have been last on my list, but okay, go ahead. Let's do
that
the black
been
holes.
Last, we said we were going to talk about astronomy for the
okay, go ahead. Oh, that's true. Got to deliver.
We just learned this week that two black holes collided and created a ripple in the entire fabric of the universe.
I thought I felt
it was such a large collision.
I thought I felt something weird.
Yeah, this was it. This was it. The collision was recorded in 2023. It probably happened billions of years ago. Not probably. It happened billions. We're seeing the echo of something that happened a long time ago. And here's how big it was. One of the black holes was 100 times the mass of the sun. And one of them was 140 times the mass of the sun. They now have created a black hole 240 times the mass of the sun. A black hole, of course, is something so massive and concentrated that it sucks in even light. That's why it's called a black hole. And this isn't in our galaxy. It's out there in the universe somewhere. They haven't quite identified where it is. And they collided. How big is the sun itself? Well, the sun is 1,000 times bigger than the weight of all the planets in our solar system. And each of these is 100 times bigger than the sun. This was
so they probably couldn't get out of each other's way. I get that. That'd be hard.
They couldn't. It's like two. It's like two of those 18-wheelers that have double trailers trying to maneuver around each other, and instead they go bang. Except in this case, it created a supermassive black hole. And this was detected by a telescope that has two parts and very, very far apart, half a continent apart. And it's a gravitational wave. We've only been sophisticated enough to detect gravitational waves since 2015. So who knows what we're going to learn? It's amazing.
I got to let you go, Charles. Got to let you go.
It only lasted 2/10 of a second.
Good luck. Good luck with the toilet. Good luck. Down to more pedestrian
matters. The toilet's done. It worked.
Good luck with it. Yeah, get out of here. I get out of here. That's, cut him off. Cut him off.
Bye.
Thanks, Charles Fishman. C. Fishman. Over on Twitter or X. If you're thinking about selling your home, Josh Hysaw would be the person to call. It's Josh and the team at Keller Williams Realty. You know that. It's, you know, by now, of course you know that. And here's the truth. You're getting besieged by offers on phone, text, email. Do you want to sell cash for your home? Do you want an instant cash offer for your home? And you know those people are going to lowball you. Josh Hysaw will not. If you do want to do that instant cash offer for your home, there's reasons to do it. It's quick. It's efficient. You don't have to fix up your home. You don't need to have showings, any of that stuff. There's reasons to do it, but there's no reason to do it if you're not calling Josh Hysaw, because he'll come out and he will look at your home, size it up. You don't have to, you know, don't have to impress him. Don't have to, you know, clean it up or repair stuff. He'll tell you what it's worth and he will give you an offer for what it's worth. And then up to 4 months to move out. Saves you a lot of stress. It's Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty. Josh has the buyers. .com. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson joins their program today. Tim Murray will join us from Big Ten Media Days today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for now. Work is done.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.